It's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Sanibonani dumelang apsheni molweni bonjour from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are streaming us. Welcome to this edition, arguably my favorite edition. You'll find out why. But otherwise, this is your boy Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 32-year-old on this side of the equator, most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. I am buzzing today. It has something to do with phones and
you mean it when you say you're buzzing.
I'm buzzing.
I can literally feel your excitement.
Yeah, let's contain it. But I do this show with ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. Too many adjectives, so little time. Hoshumi, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Pull yourself towards yourself.
I've done that. Thank you. Are you well?
Hello,
I am. Yeah.
No words.
I have words. I'm just trying to load them very articulately well. But I have. But the place that you can articulate yourselves and freely do so is our social media platforms. You can highly be interactive with us. Oshumi, before I jump into this, what are we talking about today?
Oh my gosh. I wish everybody could see how excited you are right now and how you've been buzzing. Because of what we're going to be talking about today, which is phone sex.
Yes.
Why people are having it.
Yes.
Why people are not having it. Why people are not having enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who do not know what phone sex is when you become sexy over the phone with your significant other, known as motho wa gago. And by sexy, I mean you go all the way if you want to. A theater of the mind, if you will.
Yes, fully agree. I am trying by all means to contain what is in my head currently. I'm trying, and I'm gonna do well. I'm gonna do justice. But we're talking about phone sex, guys. There's a book I'm reading, and I think I've been haiku sort of hinting that people need to get the book. There's a book called The Sex Bible. By Sarah, I forget her surname. I highly, highly recommend that you get that book. If not for your partner, for yourself. We spoke about autosexual lust. It really is beneficial. But we're talking about this because stats show that people who have and can have phone sex, relationships last longer. Their relationships become even more stronger because, like you're saying, theater of the mind. So you are on a metaphysical sort of communication with each other telephonically through sex. And we also saw with the lockdown and with COVID, sexuality in terms of telephonic sexuality, in terms of numbers, in terms of all these things shot up the roof. But I'll share with you why I'm actually excited about this particular conversation later on. I'll share. I promise. I pinky promise. But we had to rope in our resident psychologist to help us unpack this conversation and bring about some sort of sense and some sort of decorum into this. JP Mwaller, welcome to Jolo and Sex Podcast, the excited edition of Mlu. It's excitement. Yay!
The Mlu excitement show.
Hello, excited Mlu.
Yay! Yay. JP, are you good?
You all excited.
I'm good, JP.
I'm very well, thanks to yourself.
All right, JP. All right, so let's talk about phone sex is. How popular is it, JP?
So that's the thing. A lot of people actually say that it's taboo and that they don't like it at all.
Yeah.
Because it's awkward for a lot of people.
Why is it awkward, JP?
The thing is, a lot of people say no, it's almost always fake. It's awkward because you have to hold the phone while you masturbate. Women have to do all the work, they say. So they have to, they say the men just interrogate them with a lot of questions. oh, imagine me doing this. Oh, how do you feel when I do this? You know, you usually have an audience, let's say, for example, a dog or a cat on the bed. I don't want to have sex with his double chin because now he just discovered his phone and FaceTime. And yes, you don't see his nose here, but you are really trying to be sexy. How do you even end the phone call? Because now you have that awkward of you already came, that person didn't. Now, what do? Do you wait? Do you like, okay, I'm going to watch Game of Thrones? You know, it's like a one-way street. And moaning is also only sexy for so long, eh? And then people get also a bit tired of it.
I see. JP, look, let me put it this way, right? And maybe I'm talking because, and Oskumi maybe also, as people who work in the creative industry, and I've also sort of come to realize that you're more, what is it? People who use the creative is left side, right? Or the right side of the brain? Is it the left or right?
It's the left.
It's the left side. One thing at the end is an article I think I read on Healthline magazine which spoke to that, to say it's much easier for those people because obviously because of creatively they think in color, they think in images, they think in video, audio, visual, it might be easier for them. Is maybe that the case, JP, that certain people creatively, but I maybe a deeper question and maybe another following question to that is phone sex a chemistry driven exercise? Because listening to what you are saying, you have to be very connected to the person. One, it comes with a certain amount of skill. Two, and also, ultimately, JP, it's also the environmental space that you create. Am I correct in saying that?
Definitely, definitely. So there are actually a lot of benefits to phone sex. Definitely, like you said. So fewer sexual risks, so to get STDs and STIs. Fostering intimacy across distance. So as you say, if people are far because of COVID or whatever, then it actually helps them to connect through the phone. Access to sex and intimacy. So people who find it more difficult to form sexual relationships with others may engage in phone sex because, as you said, it's easier. You hide behind the phone, you know. And while you do that, and you only have the courage to do it through the phone, then you can actually say some desires and fantasies. So when you are in person, it's more comfortable. So definitely, I agree with you. Relationship satisfaction then also, as you said,
absolutely.
They found a correlation between sexting. Yes, sorry for me, but it's true. Correlation between sexting and increased scores of sexual satisfaction among those in monogamous relationships. So they say to make it a bit less awkward, maybe just be yourself, build up the suspense for phone sex, don't be afraid to laugh and have fun. Guide your partner. Make sure you're having phone sex with someone you trust. Very important that you trust them because you are exposing yourself, you know. Set yourself up for a relaxing encounter because arousal has to emerge with the context of relaxation, as you said. Set the stage. Ease into it. Think of it like an actual date. You probably chat first before you remove clothes. Get wordy, as you said. Be creative. Use verbs. Use synonyms. And that's what makes it so much fun, I would say. And the fantasy can be extraordinary because you can use the fantasies that are also cartoony or out of this world. Consider phone sex with role play as well. But then on the other side, yes, there are risks as well. So when you have phone sex, yes, it does make chemicals in your brain that makes you happy, that arouses you, definitely. But then when you're in person, you might have over fantasized about this, and then you will come sooner. Privacy concerns, there is a danger with that. Sexual coercion, so you don't always see the person on the other side, and then it can be a sexual predator. Criminal issues, for example, remote sex may be illegal if you can't see that person, and then it's a child on the other side or things like that. And then catfishing is when a person pretends to be someone else online. So these things can happen. And I do think that's why a lot of people say it's taboo and it's out, because of trust. I mean, if you send pictures or show videos and that person takes screenshots or records a screen, then they can show those photos and share those photos with whoever they want.
Interesting, JP.
JP, I know that there are a lot of people listening to this who are probably making all kinds of facial expressions like I've been making, you know, when it comes to phone sex, because they're thinking, what the hell? First of all, how do you, as somebody who is into such, initiated into your relationship, whether you're in a long-distance relationship or you just want to spice things up, and how do you, as the partner receiving such, react to it, especially if you feel that it's something out of your comfort zone?
So I agree with you. A lot of people actually say, like any sexual activity that's new and unfamiliar, phone sex can be daunting and uncomfortable. So it's definitely, as you say, it's really vulnerable because you put yourself out there. And they say you're putting yourself out there, and it actually takes a lot of courage. But that's no reason not to try it. So I do think when you want to try it, again, ease into it. Don't just go like, hey, let's have phone sex. But let's start off with like, oh, so what are you doing? What are you wearing? You know, and then more like, well, I'm actually kind of aroused. Can we maybe like, I think I actually want to shower with you, or imagine that, you know, or talk about a fantasy or something kind of small, or not so intense, like I want to have sex with you, but, you know, kind of ease into it, like, oh, I want to get into a shower with you and see the water drip down, or, you know, so you kind of start off like a date, where you start off slowly and then you progress from there. I do think, again, with respect, and you talk to your partner, how do they think about it? Again, put boundaries in place. Do you want to share photos and videos, or is it just messaging? Because you also don't want, if you don't trust that person, to share stuff and then it gets out. So I do think a lot of communication, as always, very important in any relationship. But yeah, then talk about the fantasies, talking explicitly about what you would like to do with that person, and sending explicit messages, photos, texts, and even masturbate together. I mean, it can work, but you have to discuss if your partner is open to it and wants to do it, but respect them as well if they say no, or it's weird, or only want to message and not video or take photos.
Yeah, Humi's baffled. She's baffled. JP, I must share this.
he's been waiting for this.
No, it's not even waiting. JP,
let's indulge.
No, it's not even that. JP, I think fairly recently, you'll read between the lines how fairly that is. And maybe somebody will say, okay, that is why probably we are discussing this. I got to experience exactly what you're talking about, JP, where one had phone sex, but it was to the degree that it felt like it was real, JP. Like you mentioned earlier, it's a connection thing. I think maybe because for me it would have worked because words are just things that roll out of my tongue. So, it was easier for me, highly descriptive, because you're right, JP. You have to be descriptive. You have to, timing is everything. Connection is everything. Mood is everything. Setting. I wish for people to experience what I did. But me, where I'm going with this, JP,
showing off.
No, but where I'm going, no, it's not even. I'm going somewhere.
Humble brag.
Yeah, I'm going somewhere. Where I'm going, JP, is here. One, how can we be better open to progressive? I think Oshumi, we spoke about, like, we were speaking about autosexual last week. We were talking to Sizandi about a pornopreneur event that we're going to be talking about. Talking about the monetization of the adult industry. JP, how can we become more open to new ways of viewing and experiencing sex? That's one. Two, JP. Secondly, and most importantly, I mean, we have our relationship. Are very complex now. Some people are dating across the board, across the spectrum, across provinces. It's not always, some people don't have access to their partner. So if someone wants to introduce this, how do they do that in the relationships? I know those are two compounded questions, JP.
Yeah. I see where you're going with it, because I do think you must suggest it and talk about it before you just get into it. Otherwise, it might be disrespectful for that person we don't know. And that's the thing of your first question. I do think it depends if people are open to experiencing any new things in their life, not only with sex, but if they want to try anything different, how to write with a different pen, how to use a different computer or a different brand of phone. If people are more open to more experiences, then you can actually lend them to also being open to more experiences in the sex life. Where I do think if people are not open to it, and I do also believe it's a generation thing, where a lot of the previous people and generations were like, we do not speak about it. You don't talk about sex. You don't ask questions about it. You keep it to yourself. It's private and therefore a lot of people are like, but we don't know if we can talk about it and how do we talk about it if we do. And that's the thing, and I do think the best relationships are if you can be open with each other and just talk about it and laugh together about it. And if the other person learns something new, like, hey, I learned this is so interesting, I know there's a Kama Sutra book as well that it's 365 ways for 365 days.
Yes.
And it's something with, it's such a simple thing like positions, but if people are open to it, then they can be open to a lot of different things. But therefore, I do think you also need to know that person very well. So once you know them, then you know how to speak to them, how to approach them, when to talk to them about it, not directly off the work because they're going to be mad and still off the traffic light. But when they're calm and relaxed, as you said, set the mood in bath, then talk about it, you know. But definitely, I do think that you can mention it and you can ask, what do you think about it, to test the waters, you know. And then start slowly and then progress the more and more as you guys are being aroused, talk about yourself. And as you say, I do think this is very much for people who are very creative minds. Yes. With a lot of vocab and a lot of synonyms and descriptions and definitions. And I do think that will help people who are creative and whose brains can fantasize and are open to that. I do think they are going to enjoy this a lot. Where I do think where other people who are more black and white, textbooks, logical steps in an organization, they're not going to be so into it because they don't fantasize as much. They're not as creative. So for them, it's like, ooh, I'm touching myself. Ooh, nice. You know, where someone else will be like, ooh, I'm touching myself deeply, warmly. I feel the hand. Then actually, it can actually lead to being more creative and getting the mind's juices flowing.
Thank you, JP, for talking about me in third person. I really appreciate that. I really do. I honestly really do. I really do. It's just refreshing. It's just good to hear yourself in somebody else's voice. But I'm kidding, JP. I just think as we wrap up, thank you again for your insights. And I think as we move forward as a country, as a world, and we need to, I was saying to Oshumi earlier at her place, I'm afraid of heights, JP. So I'm like, fear of being not anywhere close to the ground. But at some point, maybe, I don't know, I might conquer my fears bit by bit, right? So I might not jump out of an airplane tomorrow, but I might tomorrow go on a foofy slide. I really think at some point this is multi-layer. Certain things we unlearn and we should be able to then embrace. And like you're saying, it's okay if it's not everybody's cup of tea, and at the same time, not everybody will always gravitate towards it. But personally, between me, you and Oshumi, I would highly recommend it. Like a very mock product, I'll highly, highly recommend it. But thank you, JP, once again for your amazing insights. I told you we've set something very special for you for 100th episode, because you are always there for the right answers, for the info, for all the insights. And once again, JP, big thank you to you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thanks for the opportunity. And I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait.
We can't wait either. JP, any word before you go on your movie, direct movie screening? Oshumi and I have been waiting. We've been looking at our letterboxes and we haven't seen anything on the mail just yet.
Nothing. Nada.
Nada. Zilch. We're waiting.
Yes, I'm also waiting.
All right, cool.
From the director.
So if you are waiting, JP, it's fine. Then we are happy. We're happy. But thank you, JP. Thank you, JP.
Awesome. Thank you,
JB.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
So, interesting. Guys, minus my excitement and all those sort of things, what I was just saying is when the world is evolving, guys, fast. I was speaking to a lady in a taxi on my way here, and she forgot her phone. You should have seen her. You should have seen her. Frantic. It's as if somebody passed on, and our phones are next person.
They are next of kin.
You know? And it makes sense that while we transact on our phones, we request things on our phones, we interact on our phones.
We order things on our phones.
So it just simply makes sense that the next thing is to entertain ourselves on our phones. And I think that's what phone sex is all about, is now incorporating what you do in the bedroom creatively on your phone. Obviously, like it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea. But like I'm saying, if it's something that you are looking at doing, you can really do it. I would drop my number, but it's going to be hella chaotic if I do that. But yeah, we are here. We are proof of the pudding that it works, guys.
Speak for yourself.
I'm proof of the pudding. Yeah, Khumi,
listen, I'm adventurous. I'm always willing to try out new things.
Kodwa?
Maybe, I don't know, maybe in a little plus Japanese.
No, I
phone sex.
No, I don't.
I'm making absent titling.
No, I don't think.
I'm okay.
Yeah, and I'm saying, like, it's an acquired taste. It's like dark chocolate.
I work with words for a living.
Oh sh!
I create scenarios with my words
for a living.
That is what I get paid to do.
For a living.
From 10 to 6.
You do not.
Sunday to Thursday.
You do not want to hear words afterwards.
So I get chaisaka 6. I don't want now somebody calling me and expecting me
to
use my words to draw. No, listen, I've been drawing pictures about a crime that happened in East Randi to potholes to Limpopo. To kak that is flowing in the streets in the Free State.
So I see where you are coming from.
And I now have to use
imagine.
Like
No.
I'm sorry, I can't.
It's a no from you.
My data is depleted. My imagination data
is
depleted for the day.
Oh,
you have to apply again. And Rosasa, it must be before 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Because the clock got 10. Oh. You must make sure you get me before 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Other than that, Shamai, Obambile. Obambile.
Excuse.
You know, so for me, there's no appeal to phone sex. Work aside, there's just no appeal to me.
Oh, yeah, it's okay, guys.
I'm okay. It's okay. Like nudes. Like, you're sending me nudes.
It's
I'm probably just gonna forward it to my friends and say, like, what the hell, guys? Bonang. No, really.
Hi.
Like, because first of all, I didn't ask for it.
Okay.
If I asked for it, yes. If I didn't ask for it, one
okay.
And I'm gonna share. Put the
shit. Share it. Yes. Share it.
So there's two things that.
Yeah, no, guys. It's and hence I said, like, it's an acquired taste.
For me. Mm-hmm.
It's an acquired taste. It's really acquired taste. Humi doesn't vibe with it. Luke can talk about it till the cows come home. I can demonstrate till the cows come home. But yeah, you tell us. It's not about us anyway. It's about you. Is it your thing? Do you like it? Have you experienced it? What your experiences are? Hit us up on. Yes, let us know. Hit us up on our social media platforms. Where can they do that?
You can hit us up on Facebook.
Yeah, bro.
We are Daily Sun. Or you can tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Yeah, bro.
Or you can, now you can drop comments.
Lalela.
Forward slash from Jolo,
and you can drop us your comments and you can get to say, see this and many, many other episodes. Once again, a big thank you to JB. Big thank you for listening. Yo, English.
Blow, man.
Big thank you to you for listening. And PSA over. Guys, inongmeti, condomize. Yeah, that's where we are. And that's a full stop. Oskom, are you ready for our four episode countdown to 100?
I think I am.
Guess. We're gonna be throwbacking. Yeah. I think we're gonna be throwbacking a lot. We've been talking. Guys. So I think so we're gonna I think two episodes we are just gonna look at what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
And there's so many things that you guys loved. We're gonna go back to those episodes and really
and hopefully explore them deeper.
Yeah, you know, and also now listen. Be the listener, right? And listen
oh,
to
gonna be so good.
Cool. So we've compiled. We're going to be compiling all the big episodes that you guys loved, dating on my 2000, favorite sex position, worst sex position, you name it. We are going to be talking about. We're going to be looking back and also thinking. Sure. So this is what has got us to 100, and it's just a celebration and just. Reminiscing on all the things that we have put together for you, but by you at the same time. But once again, if you see us on the street, do know that this one is your boy Mlungu Simbela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And she's Rumi Siabi, the girl who will never have phone sex with you.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shab, shab.